Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Tonight's host is Jackie Moran. Joining Jackie will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Pat Lambert and Mari Fagel. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Jackie Moran!
Hey, everybody, I'm Jackie Moran, and I am so excited to get all caught up on the latest Kardashians episode. First, I think we have to give a shout-out to Bruce Jenner and the happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yay!
And yes, he was caught up in some of the drama tonight, so we have to break it all down. And joining me, of course, is the fabulous Pat Lambert.
Hello,
hello! Hello, and Mari Fagel. I'm so happy to be with you guys.
Hello!
Tonight. Hello, hello. So thanks for ditching Dad and hanging out with me to talk about the Kardashians.
You know, Dad invested
anytime.
In this. Dad's a huge fan.
So, there's a lot to talk about tonight. And, of course, being a model myself, the whole Kendall, Kim, Bruce model New York trip was a big, big
extravaganza part
in tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. We have to break that all down, guys. What are your initial thoughts here?
Mari?
I have to say one thing, and I just have to give my little spiel before we go into the breakdown, because I feel really bad for Kendall, because she's 15 years old, and I'm sure you guys noticed this, and I really hate saying this, so I'm not picking on it by any means, but her skin is really, really bad, and
it is?
I just felt really bad. I was watching her in the show, and I felt like, oh, she must be embarrassed about it, and she looks beautiful in the shots. Like, in that photo shoot, she looked absolutely gorgeous. She looked, like, so sophisticated, so grown up, and so gorgeous. But when the makeup's off and she's not modeling, you know, she's a 15-year-old girl, and she has some issues.
Puberty.
And I was watching with some of my friends, and they saw, and they were like, oh, I feel so bad. You know, she shouldn't have to be on a reality show. And then I was like, yeah, she kind of has no choice. Like, this is her family. And so she's living through her most awkward years all on camera, and none of it is by choice. So that was kind of a little sidetrack. I just had to note that.
See,
because I kind of just felt really bad.
I didn't even notice that. Maybe I'm just blind or something, but I didn't notice she had bad skin. Did you?
Oh, honey.
I have, like, a big HDTV. So,
no,
and, like, my friends and I... Yeah. Okay. Well,
was that
noticeable?
Saw it too. Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. Well, I know my friends and I totally were watching it. And a little prediction: I have a feeling that's probably why she ends up going on birth control, is to help clear up her skin. Because I know in the previews it was a big deal that she was going on birth control.
Yeah.
It is most likely to help clear up her skin. And I know that's a little sidetracked. I just had to say it because it was just, I kind of felt bad.
Well, this is my, you led me into my opening spiel here, which is my total issue with, and I can't blame her, because as a 15-year-old, I was the exact same way, being a New Yorker. I was ready to jump into it, but this is where mom has to step in, and or Bruce or whoever, because this is my problem with the modeling industry. 15-year-olds with their problem skin and their developmental stage going on where they need to establish confidence and all of the important things for girls, the worst thing is to have to deal with an industry like this. And, you know, we see it unfold throughout the episode. But she doesn't know what she wants because she's 15. And she thinks she wants certain things, but she doesn't really have a straight scope to begin with because of the world she's in. And it is very hard. The skin is the perfect example of something that she doesn't need to be showcased on national television, on photography screens.
Oh, please.
You know?
I would take it. It's a chance. Everything's a chance. See, I was totally on Kim's side for the whole beginning. It wasn't until Bruce actually dropped the word stage mom that I was like, oh, maybe she was being overbearing. Because the whole time, I thought Kendall was being kind of bratty, that she wasn't taking advantage of what Kim Kardashian, her sister, is setting up for her. I mean, I know, like, that if I went to an audition at 15 years old, I had 9 copies of resumes when didn't even need it. You know? Everything is an opportunity.
The thing is, though, what I love about Kendall is she is very shy and still very much a child. And despite the world that she is growing up in, the crazy, surreal life that she is living, she isn't going crazy and partying. And, like, she is still very much
trying
to maintain. Like, when they said, she said, I have cheerleading practice on Monday.
That was cute.
It's like, you know what? Good for her. I'm happy that she's trying to maintain some sort of normal life and not growing up too fast. So I'd rather see her not grow up too fast. You know, I'll be sad the day that her and the little sister, like, are in the clubs underage drinking. And I hope that doesn't happen.
I don't think that we should credit kids for not being Lindsay Lohan. Like, I don't think that's a credit in their favor. I think that's nice that they're not Lindsay Lohan. But it doesn't work in their favor, you know? Like, you wouldn't, like, be like, Pat's a great kid because he's not a convict.
Up in, she could, if she wanted to, she lives in Los Angeles. She's on a reality TV show. She's very pretty. She has a lot of access. She could be going crazy. And she's in the modeling industry. And she could be going crazy, and she's not. And so I was kind of happy that she doesn't want to, like, she wants to, like, go back to school on Monday. She didn't want to do the runway show if she's shy. That's her prerogative.
It is her prerogative.
There's a big movement, and this has happened in the modeling industry over the past years, to have a minimum age requirement for the girls walking down the runway, and it's a very, very hard thing to enforce. And obviously Wilhelmina, being part of this episode, one of the top agencies in New York, what do you guys think? I mean, to me, this is an example of why that rule should be enforced, because even if you do know you want this, at that age I knew I wanted that, and you're going for it, I just feel like it's not an industry for girls that young.
See,
what do you guys think about that?
I think with Chris Jenner as her bodyguard, I mean, I think Chris has quite a protective shield around her, and I'm not worried that Kendall's going to fall off the bandwagon because of this, because I think Kendall wanted it, and she got into it, and she's done very, very well in photo and print, and it's the runway thing that she just really doesn't want to do. You know,
right.
Which is understandable because she's very nervous about it. And she doesn't really have a stage presence to her. You know, I feel like Kim would be much more comfortable in that because she's kind of a stagey
person.
But that's
the thing. That's why she doesn't. She's 15. How can you have that in you already when you're only 15?
I mean, 15-year-olds have starred in movies, won Oscars, done a million things. I mean, I think 15, you know, there's a line. Like, it's not like she's going to ruin her life because she joins it.
Hey, guys, we actually, on the line, we have a new co-host with us, Nick Baroda.
Hi, Nick.
Calling in.
Pat, how you doing?
It's a party. Hey.
Hello, gang.
Yo, get some testosterone up in here.
I love it.
Nick, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. All right. Would you date Kendall if it was, like, legal or whatever?
Oh, my God. 100%.
Yeah? All right. Well, there you 100%. Go. There you have it. Kendall should be on the runway.
I actually have family in Calabasas, and I'm trying to tell my little brother to get out there ASAP before they're looking for all the athletes.
I love it. Well, what did
Kendall,
you say?
Kendall, she's a good-looking girl, I'll tell you that.
And how did you feel watching all of the modeling? Are you into the fashion and modeling world or just the hotness of the Kardashians?
I mean, to be honest with you, I've done some modeling in my day, and it's a tough industry.
You didn't know?
You know?
Nick's an Abercrombie and Fitch boy. Look at that little bitty. Hollister, he's got all those prints. He's a sexy little mo.
So we're all New York. Well, we have some New York background, and you've been in modeling, so we all get this world. So let me break down this little story as it unfolded, and then we'll all give our opinion.
Pat's a supermodel. Continue, yep.
It starts... Things start off, obviously, with Kendall's first photo shoot, where she gets a lot of compliments. She looks great at Slick Force Studios. And Wilhelmina calls up and says they want to see Kendall, so she takes Kim agrees to take her to New York and introduce her to the New York fashion world. And Bruce, obviously, being the protective father that he is, says, you know, she's only 15, take it easy. And they arrive in New York. They're staying at the Empire Hotel. It's very exciting. And just as a P.S., guys, that's not how real modeling usually goes, but that this is the Kardashian world we're talking about. So Kim starts playing the motherly role and tells her to get her nails in order, her mask on, her PJs for the big day. And she has her first photo shoot in New York with Sherry Hill, and they ask her to do runway. So Kim jumps in. We see that Kendall is a little insecure about it. She's scared. She wants to go back and go to her cheerleading practice, as we said. And Kim jumps in and says, we'll do it. So they head into their training session, which doesn't go very well. And we have Luciera as the runway coach, and Kendall just drilling her over and over. Kendall loses it. She walks out, and Kim says, don't embarrass me, you're embarrassing me, what's going on? Kendall says, you're doing it for you, and she says, that's it, I'm done. So what did you guys make of all of this drama as it unfolded? Mari, do you want to start with some opinions?
Well, I think Pat's going to disagree with me on this, because it sounds like Pat agrees with Kim, the stage mom. But I think that, you know, when I saw her, when I saw Kendall, like, starting to just kind of play around with the runway coach, and she was obviously losing her attention span and losing patience, normally I would think, oh, that's very unprofessional. But then I think she's 15. She didn't even want this in the first place.
No.
And I'm actually very happy that growing up Kardashian, like I said before, that she is maintaining, like, a 15-year-old shouldn't be, like, having a completely professional life. And, like, the whole family, that whole family is all professional all the time. And, like I felt like Kim was acting in this episode with Kendall, like Chris was last episode with the girls. The girls were upset that it was, like, all business and no family and no fun. And there's a fine line, and we need to remember that she's 15. So that's my take on it.
Mari, 15 is just a number, just like 30. At 15, I was in four AP classes. Nothing could hold me back. Kendall was rude to that model walker woman. Runway coach. Whether you're 15 and you're in a classroom, or if you're in with Kim Kardashian and a runway coach, she was not polite. She was rude. She walked out of the room. And then when she shut the door on Kim and said, we're going home. I mean, that's diva attitude. And even Kim said it. She was like, you're not going to get hired if you act like that. And I can understand that if Kim was pushing her.
She didn't even want to get hired in the first place. She didn't even want to get hired in the first place.
But that's not her place to disrespect someone else. You know, you can be angry at your sister for setting this up, but you don't. It's just like when Chloe and Courtney walked out on the meeting. Maybe it's one thing to disagree with your mother who set it all up, but you don't put out the person who's there. You know, the woman who looked at her watch and was like, well, when she's ready, you can call me, which was kind of diva. But, you know, like that's where I love Kendall. And, you know, I think she has a lot of potential. And I can totally understand where she's coming from, that she doesn't want to do runway. And I can respect that. I can't respect the fact that 15 is a cop-out for why you shouldn't have manners or take advantage of opportunities or be gracious that you have a stage mom. You know, a million people want their moms to be stage moms. But I think when she walked out, when she shut the door on Kim, that to me was impolite. That to me was not taken seriously. There's no age that is where you're supposed to be professional, you know, or polite. That is my humble opinion.
I agree.
Nick agrees. You know, Nick and I, when we did Runway back in the day for Toddlers and Terrors, I mean, huge. Like, he would always be the diva, and I was always, you know, taking all the cameras. It was a thing.
Well, you know, 15, it's just, you know, it's always going to go back to her age. She could either be ready to do this and take it seriously, and, or she, you know, she could be, you know, go rather do cheerleading practice, you know, go out to cheerleading.
And I can respect that she wanted to go back for cheerleading practice, because Dakota Fanning was homecoming queen and captain of her cheerleading squad, and Dakota's a good girl.
She's doing it all.
You know, power to her, but Like when Kim is opening up all these doors, Kim was excited, you know. I don't know if she saw the money in it, but I don't think Kim was doing it for herself, you know, like that Kendall accused her of that.
No, Kim was excited because she, like Kendall said, wanted to be a runway model back in the day.
See,
because of her height. She is kind of like living her dream through her. She
Kim Kardashian earlier, does not live other people's dreams. She is the dream. Why would she live somebody else's dream?
You know what? I will say for once, I was really proud of Kim Kardashian for admitting her role when she said there's a difference between, because then she said, you know, modeling, we got to take advantage of it now. And then Bruce Jenner was like, you're 30 in modeling. And she was like, nope, I'm not a model. I'm a personality.
I loved that. I loved that.
And I'm glad that she at least, like, admitted to that role. But, you know, I think part of her wish is that she was a model. And so she's living vicariously through Kendall.
But I don't think it was, I think that's too far of an extrapolation for what Kim really wanted. I think Kim saw this as an opportunity to teach her sister about business. Because I think Kim, out of all of them, has an amazing business mind. Throughout all the seasons, has always been the one to be like, I can't make dinner tonight because I have a meeting. She doesn't miss meetings. She doesn't show up to work late, drunk, hungover. A diva, you know, Kim, across the board since her start, has always been a good worker, whether people think she actually works or not. But,
right. If I had an older sister or brother who's accomplished as much as she has, I would listen to everything she tells me.
And, it was so nice of Kim to be like, I'll fly to New York with her. I'll help her get these
exactly,
meetings.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd be like that. I would love my sister for that, you know, but that's me. I can understand where Kendall's coming from. And, I thought it was very honorable of Kim when she apologized.
I thought she had to walk down, though.
Oh, I thought she had the walk down until she started like doing the janky legs.
Her walk out was more graceful than her practice.
Yeah,
that's right. Walk out had the diva attitude that she needed.
The walk out was a runway move. That's where it comes from. You know, you got to channel that energy.
Yeah. You have to get that fire in you.
I mean,
and
you know, Jackie.
I'm gonna agree and disagree with everybody on everything.
Oh,
and
perfect.
Let me explain myself. First, Pat, I agree with you that, you know, Kim, definitely, I don't think she's living through Kendall with the modeling thing. She is modeling all over the place. Yet, Mari, I agree with you. I love that she called it out because it's not real world modeling. It's celebrity world modeling. And she does, she has to call that out because if she didn't have her celebrity, she wouldn't be on the covers of magazines. She would never have the chance, and she obviously has never done runway, but she wouldn't be modeling at all. It's just a harsh industry and they wouldn't accept her. So
I'm very glad
that we heard that. And I have to say, 15, it's not an excuse, but it is a reason. And
phrased.
She can't make it an excuse because you're right. At any age, you know how to act. And if you're into it, you're not going to do what Kendall did in that session. But you know what? That just proves that she's not ready.
Yeah.
Whether it's an excuse or reason, she's just not ready. She's not driven enough yet. And to me, that's excusable because she can be interested in learning about it, but she's not ready to fly to New York, live in a model apartment, and do it head on, you know?
Definitely.
And I don't blame her for that. So that's kind of my long-term
Jackie, how old were you when you started to get into the modeling world?
Fetus.
I have to say, I was around 15. I started to go to modeling conventions in the summer. And, you know, school obviously kept me from doing anything full-time until I was actually 18 or 19. But granted, my problem is just with the industry itself, that was considered old to be starting full-time modeling at 18, 19. We're going to get into a whole nother thing if you get me started because for me, girls come in from all over the world. They're 15, they're 14 even, and they're getting thrown into this industry. And as you said, Nick, it's such a tough industry, and I just don't think it's for 14-year-olds or 15-year-olds. There are the exceptions. Dakota Fanning is, like, not human. I don't think she's human with
done
at her age.
Someone who's a huge celebrity who went back and lived a normal life and did it well. You know, she's not going to go on the Britney Lindsay bandwagon.
I know, and
Kendall,
I love her for that.
Kendall won't either.
That's such a rare example, don't you think?
Yes. I see Dakota Fannings every day around me. Every day. I surround myself with good company.
Well, Nick, have you ever done any runway modeling, or has it been more print?
One time I did this show for it was nothing major. It was at a It was actually at like an event, like a polo event. Actually, like the game, like an actual polo event. It wasn't polo clothing.
Ooh, hashtag white
but they
people.
Had a little runway on the side there, and I did that. And I was so nervous to be completely honest with you, because I first of all I'm bow legged, so the walk was. It was a good time at the end, but I was so nervous going into it, you know, and I'm sure that's how it always is when people start off. But that was my one and only, my first and last.
It was a swagger. I don't walk, I glide. I don't know about you all, but I don't walk, I glide.
You glide, yeah.
I don't sweat, I glisten. Glide.
But I'm sure you know how it goes then. I'm sure you all know how it goes. Everybody's getting naked. It's crazy.
Getting naked?
You run into all sorts of peer pressures. It's just, to me, you know, it's not a world for somebody her age, and this just proved it. And the runway coach, to be honest, was being nice. Like, if that
she was
really
no, she was.
If
she yeah, she was not good at all, Kendall. Her walk was not good.
I mean, but let's be real. Kim Kardashian was in the room, so I would be on my best behavior too, and I'd be feeding them gold.
Right. She had a cushion, but I've taken, you know, in my agency, they made me take a modeling class just like that with 15 other girls, and if you weren't cutting it, you were getting lashed in front of everybody else. So, you know,
see, but that's the part that I am angry at. I'm not angry at Kendall. You know, it's not like that bad. But I think, you know, with the Kardashian shield, with being a Kardashian, she doesn't have to kind of go through the ordeals that you went through. And she doesn't have to live in that little apartment. She can stay at the Empire Hotel. And she doesn't have to set up her own meetings. Yeah. Or hunt for those things. That can all happen for her. So in a way, she should be working double time because there's people out there who, like, you know, are in Kansas City who are walking to New York City to become models. And she's flying first class. You know, so she should kind of count her blessings there and take advantage of every opportunity. I thought she's very talented. I think she could be a great model. But I think, you know, there's a lot of hard work that goes into modeling. And I respect models. But I don't respect people who don't respect the work that has to go into it.
Bam. I think it should have been more of a gradual thing, you know? I mean, she should have took her time, got used to, you know, New York City. And, you know, like Bruce said, all the high-end models all around her, she should have had, you know, she should have went back and forth a few times, met some people, got used to it, maybe tried it out once or twice on a lower scale and, became 15's more,
gonna
fade. You know, 15, used to
she can be 16. She can be 16, behind the wheel, more pimples and braces. Time is wasting. She doesn't have time. She can't be walking around New York City eating hoagies.
That's right. She has plenty of time to figure it all out, and she's lucky to have the shield of the Kardashians.
Hugely.
But she actually, you know, guys, it will hurt her, too, because the modeling world and the fashion world is very, very, let's say bitchy, because they are. And they're actually, she may face also some criticism because of who she is. If, you know, she can't. A lot of fashion people may not like the idea of what she comes from.
Oh, totally.
They want girls that are willing to work. So she actually may face more hardships than luxuries.
See, that's the part, because she has to realize, I know it's a reality show, but I feel like by now you would realize that everything you're doing is on television. So when you walk out of a meeting, you know, like, that's not just you walking out of that meeting. That's you. Every future client or agent that you'll ever have could watch that and see the way that you work, you know?
Right.
Take advantage of every opportunity. If you're on a reality show, be the best that you can be. Sorry, whether it's real or not.
I love it. We're getting her pep talk. Kendall, I hope you're getting all this. Take it down. Take notes.
I love you, Kendall. I think you're a precious girl. And I want
Kendall,
your legs.
Yeah, years, I'm coming out there to take you out.
I want your praying mantis 9 feet legs. 9 foot long legs. But instead,
she
I got my boots.
Beautiful, and she seems very sweet. Do we all agree on that, at least?
Oh, she's totally sweet.
Very sweet, yes.
And I love
very grounded.
I loved this episode because I loved seeing Kim Kardashian interact with a different sister. You know, like, oh yeah, there are two others.
I know.
I was like,
she's like moving on. Now,
secondary characters.
Can we call out, by the way, the fact that she had a little rendezvous in the middle of all this?
Chris Humphries is a giant.
Oh, of course she would. That's why she wanted to go to New York in the first place.
That's why I think so, too.
And I don't
blame
her.
She had a squeeze in a little meeting.
Relationships are hard.
That man was a wildebeest, and she was a tiny little gazelle. I don't even know if those animals go together. He was huge. I never realized how short she was.
Apparently, he's 6'11".
6'11 is not human.
No wonder she looks so small.
I'm sorry. I know Kim's got a big butt, but how do you handle that? Sorry, I'm just saying. I know it's inappropriate. But
I have to be 6'11.
That's a linebacker right there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I really wanted one of those cupcakes. They looked really good.
I wanted
everything. What did you guys think of Kim's massage skills as two men on the phone?
Well, you know.
Hey, I will take a hand massage from her any day.
Yeah, me too, baby. I like that lady. She's hot.
I will say, after interaction, I thought it was very sweet, and it didn't seem staged or for the cameras, like maybe her relationship with Miles Austin was. Like, they genuinely seemed to really have a good connection. And right. The only thing is, he came off a little bit like dull or stupid or like, I don't know, but I also caught that up to his first time appearing on the reality show, and he may be a little uncomfortable.
Is that you
but he
stereotyping
seems to be a little,
him?
Like, not fully there.
You think? I think he's just a that's shy guy. I think that's what she likes about him, is he's a shy, you know, house-sized
he's goofy,
man.
6'11". Give him a break. He's a little goofy.
He's a little goofy. Nick says he's
goofy.
Yeah,
and it's his first time on the reality show, so I'm giving him a break, but he seems a little dull and not fully there.
Yeah, and credit to the Kardashians. I think their show is quite genuine. You know, I think by now, all these seasons, that they're really not fabricating anything that's happening. Like when Kim ran out the...
I totally disagree with you, because when we do get into the whole scene about Chris having the key to the house, I thought a lot of that was staged.
Oh, I think Chris is an actress, but I think the real characters, the sisters...
They have scenes, they're staged, like there's different drama and scenes that are staged, like the whole...
I didn't even think of that.
...drama was staged.
I don't know. I don't know how much of that was staged, but I did think about, I was like, how many times does she have to drive all the way over there to give them the key? I was like, LA's pretty big, like, that's a long trip.
I'm going to jump in on this one because I have to say that even the most real of reality is scheduled and staged. But what I do think is that the emotions, maybe Kris Jenner is the only one that is the most staged, but I think the genuine emotions of all of them with each other, for the most part, are real.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the events are staged.
I agree with that. I just think that they set up scenes. But I think that their interactions are real and their emotions are real.
I thought it was so... I mean, that's the thing. The whole Courtney lie getting turned around. Like that. I feel like that was a little bit produced, but it was very entertaining. It was very funny. When, like, yeah. Chris came in and she's like, shit, I'm stuck in the middle of this lie. This web of lies about the key.
The web of lies. Well,
I thought that was a little boring because
yeah,
I just thought it was too staged.
Oh, I thought it was so funny. We just disagree about everything.
I think a lot of people can relate to this, and I'll just break it down real quick, and then we'll all jump in on it. But obviously, Scott, being the guy having Kris Jenner walk in with her key unannounced, he obviously had a problem with that. I'm sure many guys in this world would. And they had a little moment over baby-proofing the house, which I kind of love that Scott says he did it already. He's like, hey, look, I did it. So... of course, Chris finds something that wasn't baby-proof.
The door to the pool.
Called out the frog in the pool and all that good stuff. And then, naturally, Scott goes to Courtney saying, you know, grow some cojones and tell your mom you want the key back. So, Courtney is shopping with Chris, furniture shopping. She finds the perfect excuse to ask for the key back for the furniture delivery. So, she feels guilty but relieved, but... then goes home and lies to Scott about how she approached the situation, but they get all horned up talking about the return of the key, which was kind of funny. She's a dirty key taker, he called her. And then, of course, later, you know, we think it's resolved, but then all of a sudden, Chris comes walking back in with her backup copy of the key, and Courtney gets caught in her little fib of, you know, telling Scott that she told her straight out when Chris is like, you didn't tell me that, you know, so you lied to me. She gets all dramatic and storms out.
Very dramatic.
And Courtney's like, come on, this is a calm household. And so, of course, they have to eventually resolve it. So she comes later, Chris is in a bad mood. Chloe jumps in and says, it's not an attack on you. Chris feels hurt, says we all have each other's keys. but finally comes to terms and says, here's your all of your keys. I won't barge in anymore. She takes the hint, but she leaves off saying that they shot themselves in the foot and they will need me. Now, I thought Ooh. Will was emphasized. I didn't know if she was talking about, like, writing them out of the will or what, but that's kind of how it all went down. So did anybody have firsthand experience with a situation like this?
Kris Jenner locked me out of my house the first time I bought it, so, you know. From personal experience, she's hashtag diva, I'm just saying.
Experience or not, what was your take on the whole Kris Jenner intrusion?
I think it's weird for a mom to have keys to a daughter's place when she's, like, married and has
no
her
way.
Own family. Maybe if the daughter was single, I would understand it. And living alone or something, but that's, like, odd for her to have a key.
Yeah, but
that's, like, overstepping her boundaries.
Okay, one, I think it's an Armenian thing. I don't even know anything about Armenian people, but I'm going to blame it on culture. Two, I'm blaming it on that. Two, the family's so tight-knit. Three, Kris runs their lives. Of course she has keys to everything in their life. She's the one who schedules, like, everything for their world. So I think she should have keys. I think she should get the key back. I think what Scott really wants is to have sex with Courtney on every piece of furniture in the house. And, I think his real concern is that she would walk in. I truthfully think that is why. I don't think he's like,
well,
I don't think
I'm
he cares.
I'm a mama's boy. I'm a mama's boy. And I'll tell you right now.
You,
I still live at home, but once I'm gone, I'm giving my mom a key, my grandma a key, some of my aunts, you know, dinner, laundry. They're more than welcome to come over whenever they want to help me out.
See, someone tells me that.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, Nick, you're such a cute bit. I don't think Courtney's worried about a
laundry. I think you probably just gained a lot of potential girlfriends with that statement.
Nick,
well,
you're
hopefully Kendall's listening because I'm still stuck on that.
Hopefully not. Sorry, Kendall.
I love it. Well,
I love that Kris came over. I love that Kris came over to baby-proof the house, too. I thought that was very nice of her. It was a very mom moment, you know?
I have to say, in a family like this, you can't be giving her slack about a key. I think a key is the least of your worries with the setup they have going. I mean, she, like you guys said, she runs their lives anyway, so
yeah.
What's the difference if she has a key or not?
Though I think it was a legitimate qualm that, you know, a qualm. Ooh, look at my vocabulary. I'm an Ivy League student. I think it was a legitimate qualm that Scott didn't want her barging in because she always comes in and then it, like, criticizes him or kind of bullies him a little bit. Though they have a great relationship from where it's been in the past. But I can understand that he would want that personal space with the mom out of the house. I think she should have the key, but instead I think they probably should have set boundaries to say, please call ahead of time. Please respect if we say no, we don't want you to come over, you know, because we're screwing on the coffee table or, like, whatever, you know, like that, that instead of taking away the key. Personal opinion.
Well, I think
Thank
you have
Nick.
To respect Scott once he says it. So you're kind of, yeah.
Respect Scott. There. That's a new thing to me.
I love Scott when he goes up to Courtney, like, I have a bone to pick with you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she's such a character.
Why'd
such
you like
character.
That, Nick? Was that a character thing? I love that he's always in, like, suits and Rolexes that have gold diamonds on them. Zsa-zsa.
Right. And what is, like, they always have, like, this hot, sexy talk on air, which I think is really funny.
they're a very horny family.
What's that?
They're a very horny family.
Yeah, they're horny.
And you know, Chloe and Kim are into the big guys, and Scott's a little man. He's a little boy. A little polo player. But Lamar
kind of stands out. And I feel like she takes her own path. She's
I feel
the
like
one that
Scott's a Mini Cooper, Lamar's a bus, and Kris is a Range Rover or a Hummer. And all the girls are scooters, except for Chloe's probably a bigger than a scooter, like a motorcycle. That was my sorry.
Well,
I don't know where
so,
that analogy came from. Anyways, sorry.
So it ends up, though, that she gives back the key, and it almost sounds like she's going to do something to get back at them. Did you guys feel that way?
Yeah, what was that about? I'm
she's
confused.
Like, they will be sorry. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, like, they will not be going to Vegas with us. We're like, well, I don't know. I think sometimes she's sad that she doesn't have as much power over them as she would like. You know, they are growing up and leaving her domain. And I think that's why she's the manager, because she wants to kind of be the mom in charge. She has that kind of personality. And we see it in the upcoming episode when she says she wants to change her name to Kardashian. And Khloe says, you can't just join the posse, you know? Right. Stop trying to be in the in-group. You're you. We're us, you know?
Well, it seems like this will play out along with many other things.
Chris wants to be a star.
That they predicted. But do you guys have any last thoughts before we get into some good, juicy news and gossip and predictions?
I have a million thoughts. All of them are Kim Kardashian.
Oh, we have to narrow it.
Nick, what do you think? Nick, out of all of the sisters, which one's walking down the runway with you and which one's jumping in the backseat of your car?
Well, we'll save that for predictions.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, listen.
Oh, I love it. All right, well then.
Kim, listen, I'm just going to leave it at this. Kim could come over whenever she wants. I've had a crush on Kim for the longest time, and I played basketball all my life, and now to see her end up with a basketball player, it is,
you know, Nick, it was meant to be.
Heartbreaking.
You and Kim Kardashian, I see it. I saw that on Twitter.
Say. Yeah, I think
I love them all. I love them all.
And I've just met you. Sorry.
There's guys lined up to take his place, don't you think?
Hugely.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and five guys could take his place, and they would still not be as large as him. Just that. Was anyone else in shock? I was like, how do they kiss or hold hands? You must crush her.
Yes.
I don't know.
Huge.
Well, good luck on that marriage night.
But Kim is a diva. She can handle him.
Kim, see, I don't think Kim's such a...
On that.
Let's move on.
And let's take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Mwah.
AfterBuzz is about.
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
Great tunnel vision, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is...
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Yeah, what?
Well, so was anybody surprised that there was some partying going on in the Kardashian clan this week? I think not. But have some news on the latest parties, so let's get into our news and gossip for this.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, first, Mark Salas is seeing Kim Kardashian and Kris Humphries ballroom dancing for their upcoming wedding. CelebBuzz reports now that Kim Kardashian is getting married. She's found her way back to the dance studio. Now, I don't think that's a good thing, but she's joining her NBA fiancé for private lessons from none other than Kardashian's former dancing partner, Mark Salas. Salas won't steal details of the dance, but said it's going to be beautiful. Now, what do you guys make of this fixed dance? Did you guys see her on Dancing with the Stars?
Wasn't she voted off very early?
One of the better dancers of her time. Alvin Ailey would be jealous. Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian. Especially
well,
with that new hit set single.
What do you guys think of the organized dance at a wedding?
See, I don't know about you, but my wedding, in whatever state it's legal to have, my wedding will have backup dancers who will have worked for Janet Jackson and J-Lo. That's a requirement. Fireworks, I mean, there will be dolphins that can sing. Like, it'll be a whole ordeal. I think a ballroom dance is very antiquated. I want to see hip-hop. You know, she did do that thing with Ray J. I want to see some crumping, maybe a little, teach me how to Dougie, you know? Anyone? Multi-camera shoot. That's my own vision.
My sister at her wedding, she had a professional dance instructor choreograph a dance for her and her husband to their wedding song, and it came out very well. I don't know if I would do the same. I probably actually would, though, just for your song.
Totally.
Like,
Everyone is looking at you.
He did a big dip and a big spin, and you know my brother-in-law doesn't really know how to dance, so it was a good call.
And think about it; it's going to make good reality television when we watch them in the studio flubbing it, and it's going to make good television when they do it, and it's a big performance. So Kim is smart to hire somebody to help.
That's true. Nick, are you a dancer? How do you feel about if you were guys dancing like that?
Yeah, I do Dougie. I do Dougie a little bit.
You can Dougie? Nick, are you available?
Okay, well, the Dougie, that's it. You have to suggest
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chris Humphries, though, I don't know, he doesn't look so light on the feet. I mean, I know he's nasty,
see,
but I really like seeing how that...
I don't know if he's water, is he gonna dance on his knees? Is she gonna wear huge pumps? Or I mean, like literally, he's 4 feet taller than her. You can't even get that on the camera.
She's gonna need stilts. Forget pumps.
She's gonna be on stilts. Like da 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 da. I love it. The dance is actually just gonna be Chris picking her up and moving her around, which I'll be excited to watch.
All right. Well, news reports that Kim Kardashian has set her registry. And it's a lavish one.
Yes.
And possibly a wedding date? Well, that's a question mark because we'll get to that. But if you look at the size of the rock on her sister, know that she's not going big or going home. So to come as no surprise that Kim and fiance Chris Humphries registered for their big day at the super posh series of Beverly Hills. And should the couple receive everything they asked for, guys, it will set their guests back $172,000.
Pennies in the bank. Nothing.
A drop in the bucket.
I've already bought the loofahs. Embroidered.
The loofahs are made of gold, I guess.
It was literally my college tuition was the loofah. I think it's great. Have you seen registries for like, or what are they called? Whatever they are, for other celebrities. Jennifer Lopez, hers was up to like 500,000 or something, and she's had 5 weddings. You know.
You know what though? When you make that much money, I kind of think it's a much classier route to not ask for charity instead, or to donate to a charity and like. But not to be so lavish in your registry. I mean, she already has a beautiful home. Like,
but who is Kim Kardashian?
I don't know that they need to be registering for all these ridiculously lavish gifts.
But the thing
is, give a little.
If you're Kim Kardashian, well, there's 2 options. If you're Kim Kardashian, you can't register at Target. That's out of the question. The people going to it are happy to spend that money because those are those people. So it's either she has to go for the big price items because that's like almost normative in the society she's a part of. Or she has to do the charity thing, which is adorable, but then you don't get the cute little bowls that everyone buys you. You know, it'd be like, that's from Aunt Nancy. And we've never used it.
Name a few of these items, guys. A Baccarat crystal vase for $7,850.
I love it.
24 Hermes dinner plates, $225 each, and 2 Baccarat ashtrays at $840 each.
Ashtrays? Who smokes?
I mean, come on. I don't know.
I own these items in multiple ways. You know, like colors. You know, like Pier 1 had a good sale. 7,000
yeah,
to 4.
I'm a bargain shopper, so this, I don't know. Mari, I don't know about you, but how do you feel? Are you married? We're getting personal now.
No, I'm not married.
That's an advertisement, so everyone. Mari is single.
I imagine my wedding. I imagine, like,
sorry.
I'd rather get clothes and shoes. I think that's how I know I'm not ready to get married. Because I'd never waste $7,000 on a vase. I'd spend it on so many other things.
I don't think Kim's worried about clothes, though. I think she's got that covered. See, my wedding, you know, it's going to be all about the china. It's going to be about new furniture. You know, you got to go for the big items because this is when the people give. Santa's not coming every year. Wedding, that's where the money's at.
Can I add a little side note quickly?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian's ring, I think, is so ridiculously large that it's tacky.
So are her boobs, her hair, her teeth, her lips, her eyes. Like, if it was smaller, it wouldn't fit in with the whole ambiance of her body. I think it makes perfect anatomical sense.
Just like her.
And
well,
I don't think she complained about the size of her ring. Would you?
Yeah,
would you? If you got that ring, would you be like, this is too large?
No, she loves it, but I personally think it's like, it's so big and bulky that it takes away from the delicateness of a diamond.
I don't know how she actually picks up her hand, but...
Right. Well,
I would pick it up every day if it, had that ring on it. What is it, $2 million it's priced at?
Yeah,
that's,
over $2 million. So
hot.
My boyfriend would probably love to hear this, but I can't even imagine wearing a diamond every day. So kudos to her for feeling like she can rock that every day, because
you know,
I don't know that I can handle a diamond, let alone a $2 million diamond.
You are a gift. You are a gift among your gender. That is a diamond in the rough, because, girlfriend, if I could have my socks made out of diamonds, they would be. Go carrot 24.
Why am I not surprised?
Girlfriend, you
know
me.
Let's clear up some other news. Kim Kardashian, it was rumored that she was going to Las Vegas for her bachelorette party, but that was not the case. However, she did hit Sin City to celebrate another momentous occasion, sister Khloe's 27th birthday. New photos just emerged from Khloe's wild night at Paris's Chateau nightclub and garden. And the birthday girl was spotted in some Christian Louboutins and a silver beaded dress, while Kim Kardashian stole the show in her future hugging black and beige Christian Audigé dress, her YSL clutch, and black Louboutins, while Chris Humphries proved the perfect match in his black-on-black stylish ensemble. Fashion aside, the two Kardashian sisters and their respective plus ones, along with Rob Kardashian, of course, tagging on, and the rest of the birthday entourage, lived up the evening in true style, from their red carpet entry to the Vive Clicquot VIP booth and the over-the-top gold cake that resembled Chloe and Lamar's Unbreakable skirt. Sounds like just tonight, another night in the life of the Kardashians.
Meow, I'm so jealous. Meow, meow, meow. Did you hear me moaning as you were talking about the fashion? It was literally orgasmic. And her Louis Vuitton Christian Dior sucks.
A gold
and
cake.
Wow.
Of course. Do you expect anything less?
I mean, I would go silver, but a gold cake and 27. You know, like, what's 27?
Well, I like to hear the fashion.
The thing is, these girls get paid money to go to their own birthday parties.
That's the thing. It's an event.
They're getting paid several $1,000s just to show up at the club for her birthday party.
I love that. What a life. What an awful life.
I know. What a life.
My birthday party, I had to handwrite invitations. No one even came to the luau. Just kidding.
Guys, all I want to know is how we weren't invited to this. I mean, don't they know
you
about
weren't?
Our show?
Vive Clicquot, or however you say that. They personally invited me. I was pouring champagne all night. Illegally, outside
so
in the parking lot, waiting
French
for people.
French designers involved in that party, I feel like they should have been in France. From Christian Audigé.
I feel like if I went in, I wouldn't know how to introduce myself to people. I wouldn't know how to say anything.
I know. We'd have to brush up on our
It's a little too classy for Vegas.
I have to admit, I had to study those names and make sure I knew how to pronounce them.
See, is that... But I don't know if you've all been to Vegas, but Vegas to me is not... I guess it's a good birthday city, but it's kind of more of a trashy birthday city, you know?
I feel like... Don't they always go to Vegas for their birthdays? I feel like the last...
Yeah, why not keep it local?
Kardashian brothers I've heard, they're always in Vegas.
I guess
right.
New York is for your elegant nights, LA is for your premieres, and Vegas is for your parties. I think, you know, that's
there
at least that's at least the law I abide by. And Dubai for the
All
weekends.
I know is if somebody's paying me to go to a party, I'll go wherever it takes me.
I will be there
Take
on that
anywhere,
line.
Honey.
You can pay me overtime and include the hangover.
That's right. Well, that's it for your news and gossip for this week. But we have to now get into our prediction. I have a feeling we're going to hear some creepy music.
Dun, dun, dun!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What's happening? Wow. That is the weirdest.
It's not over.
It doesn't end.
It never ends. Well, we saw him getting a butt x-ray.
What are they going to find in there? Couches, cars, a diamond.
Oh my gosh! What is this with the butt X-ray? Why is there always something going on with her butt?
I mean, if it's that large, there would always. I mean, a small metropolis city is inside of
there. I don't know why she's getting an X-ray. I guess it's like bring all the attention to the thing that everyone I guess cares about most.
I can't wait
well,
to see the results.
She doesn't have the rock yet, so the butt still needs to be the present,
thing is,
I guess.
What are they x-ray? Is it like a health thing, you know? Like, does her butt hurt?
Well, yeah. How does that work? How do you x-ray?
I guess maybe they're like,
in
you
LA,
know.
In LA, they can do anything, honey.
I guess they're insuring yeah, it in case Chris Humphries becomes a problem. Oh, I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. But I mean,
well,
that's a large, that's a trampoline butt right there.
All that good stuff. Chris also was being a drama queen, and it seems like
Chris Humphries?
She's going to be exploring the name change debate. And Chloe got pretty harsh with her. What do you guys think about her possibly changing her name?
I love that Chris wants to be cool. I love that she wants to be cool, though. I think Chloe totally dished it as she spoke. Well, she was like, you're not part of the posse. Like, stop trying to be a Spice Girl, you know? Like, don't change your name to be cool with us and, like, have the alliteration we were birthed into, you know? And
I
Bruce is probably like, what the hell?
Because she claimed the reason why she needed to change it was people would call her house and they wouldn't know who she was or when dealing with business. It's
I'm
like
sorry.
Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner Kardashian, you know exactly who she
I'm
is.
Sorry. I think if you're calling the Kardashian home, you know who Kris Jenner is.
Yeah.
And right. I think by the time that it's screened through the two assistants and gets to Chris, they figured out her name. So that
that's
was
awesome.
That.
I would be insulted if I was Bruce, though. I would be insulted.
Oh, totally. I think in reality, she wants
that's
to be a star.
Insult.
She wants to be a star. She is a star, and she
yeah,
wants
Nick,
to be a star.
I agree with you.
That's
yeah.
why she has her
I mean,
meltdowns.
You know,
she wears her sunglasses.
At this point in time, everyone knows who she is by now. I mean, come on.
But I think she wants her own, like, Patti LuPone drag show, you know? I think Kris Jenner really has some star power inside of her. You can tell it when she wears her sunglasses at night, you know? The sun never sets on the baller, and that is Kris Jenner.
Well, okay, guys, we have last thoughts to chime in before we close it out for the evening.
I will just say that, Pat, you make
me
laugh so hard every episode.
What? Oh, thank
you. You make me laugh so hard every episode. I just love hosting.
You know,
with
thank
you, so
you for constantly
say.
Having the opinion that somehow I disagree with. I love it. I like that we can still talk civilly as I disagree with everything about what you say.
And Nick, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, Nick, don't forget to send me
thank
a key.
You very much.
Don't forget to send me
thank
a key to your house.
Well,
come
goodbye.
On and visit. I appreciate you guys for having me. I really do.
Aw, well, I love everybody for different reasons, and I love my Kardashians. And I'd like to thank Nick, Pat, and Mari for joining me tonight. And you never know what you're going to get here on AfterBuzz, and that's what I love. So we will be back next week with more Keeping Up with the Kardashians. See you guys then.
Mwah, mwah.
Thank
mwah.
You.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.